HarperCollins presents Inside Job, Treating Murderers and Sex Offenders, The Life of a Prison Psychologist, by Dr. Rebecca Myers, read by Emma Wilkes. For the much-loved members of the Mayhem WhatsApp group, my safest place and greatest adventure. The events in this book are based on my memories of working as a forensic and prison psychologist in Her Majesty's Prison Service, England. While the accounts are true, names and identifying details have been changed in the interest of confidentiality. The views and opinions within these pages are my own, and not those of the prison service or any other government body. As a health warning, this book does contain descriptions and references to serious sexual abuse and violence. I have chosen not to go into this in detail. It is neither gratuitous nor sensationalised out of respect to both the victims and the men I worked with. Chapter 1. Prison Virgin. My heart is thudding inside my chest like a trapped bird against glass. To my right is an enormous concrete wall capped with a metal tube and, balancing on top, a curling roll of razor wire. To my left is one of the red brick wings of the maximum security Greymoor prison, dotted with rows of tiny white barred windows. The cells. A low wolf whistle and a shout cut through the drizzle. I cannot see where from, but someone can see me. A man with an Alsatian is patrolling the lonely strip of green at the bottom of the wall. The dog strains on his choker lead, pulling the prisoner officer along. Both dog and man have their eyes low, searching for contraband thrown over the wall. We walk down the wide tarmac drag until we reach the arched wooden door of the old prison. I'm with my newly appointed supervisor, Louise, a senior forensic psychologist. She draws a bunch of oversized keys from the leather pouch on her belt and unlocks the door to reveal a barred gate. It swings heavily inwards to allow us to pass into what is known as the centre of the prison. I look up, not expecting the tall ceiling. It's a domed, circular space, and radiating from it like spiders' legs of four wings, four floors high, all encased in cream metal bars and steel mesh. The first thing that strikes me is the distinctive smell. An institutional cocktail of unwashed, incarcerated men and boiled vegetables, brewed courtesy of the fusty air circulating through the Victorian prison's heating and ventilation system. The second thing is the noise. A loud, deep, constant mumble of men talking. No one voice identifiable, rather a current of sound, like a rumbling river. Occasionally there is a yell or a call, one voice rising above the flow, and doors banging, metal on metal clanging. It is the unnerving sound of cell doors shutting. I stand on the grey centre floor trying to breathe, my mouth dry. It is like being ensnared in a large metal cage. From where I am standing, I can see through the barred gates of each wing and down the landings. Each floor is lined on both sides with rows of green metal doors. There are no windows, but the high white ceiling gives a strange illusion of freedom and space to the meshed enclosure I am standing in. It is lunchtime, and the prisoners are moving back to their cells after a morning in the workshops or education. Not shackled or handcuffed, just walking along like men leaving an office or factory at the end of a shift. An assorted collection of beings dressed in blue jeans and striped blue and white shirts. They look like normal men, young and old, some black, some white, occasionally smart, mostly scruffy. But the prison clothes and the knowledge that they have all committed heinous crimes makes me feel intimidated and unsure where to look. I glance down at my smart, polished heels, my exposed legs in their thin tights. I wish I had not worn a skirt. My jacket has a belt that squeezes my young waist, and it has an enormous burnt orange fur collar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?